The story out there right now is that we may have reached peak inflation in the U.S., which means the market can feel better about a less aggressive, more investor-friendly outlook on monetary policy. And so we continue to see currencies bid and stocks well supported on this news. Yesterday's much softer U.S. producer prices print did a good job furthering the narrative. And now it will really come down to what we get from that next batch of U.S. inflation data when it comes rolling around again. And all while this is happening, inflation outside of the U.S. continues to run hot. U.K. inflation data out earlier today did a good job demonstrating this fact. U.K. inflation surged to its highest level since October 1981. What this does is force more of a shift in yield differentials out of the U.S. dollar's favor. Looking ahead, we get Canada inflation reads, U.S. retail sales, industrial production, business inventories, NAHB housing, and some Fed speak. As per our morning call, it's worth noting the slate of Fed speak today leans dovish considering who is speaking and the existing track record. So we'll be on the lookout for more dollar selling and demand for stocks if such dovish speak is confirmed. Overall, however, we still think it's necessary to proceed with caution here as it's too early to call inflation topping out after only getting one CPI print and one PPI print. That's all for now.